welcome to Lessons Learned by Eva Danusuv. Thank you for following us on all our episodes up till now. I hope you're learning something. By God's grace, I'll keep sharing the things that are on my heart as legit as I can. And I really hope that it's blessing somebody in some way. So today I want to talk about something that I've titled Paths and Seasons. And something that I'm learning. I'm still going through the process. But with what I have learned so far, it's something that has really helped me, has helped change my life, change my perspective on things, and has helped me live a happier life and a more satisfying life. So I hope you will learn something. So you know this feeling, there's this feeling that you're always behind. No matter how much progress you make, you know, you meet someone or you see someone who has done so much more, and you just feel, oh, I'm still behind, I'm still at the back, I still have a lot to catch up on. Sometimes it encourages us, it pushes us to do more, and sometimes it just makes us feel less, just reduces our self-esteem, and you know, you're not just content with life in general. And sometimes it's not even your comparison with someone else. Like, it's not that you've seen somebody else and you are saying, oh, my life sucks, this person's life is better. No, sometimes it's just a comparison with the sense of where you think that you should have been. So you just mentally check and say, oh, this is where I am supposed to be at this age, at this time, at this season, but I'm not there yet for some reason, and you feel like down or less about it, or like I'm not getting close no matter the effort and stuff like that. First of all, I would say that comparison is such a thief of joy and satisfaction, and it cripples our minds and it exaggerates the perception that it feeds us. Sometimes we do not even know to ask ourselves that this mental, you know, target that we've placed on ourselves that has age limits and has timelines and deadlines, at age 40 I should be this, that, and that, and that. Who feeds us with that desire? Have we told ourselves that, okay, this is just something that I want for my life, or there's just an expectation, you just don't know where the expectation is coming from, but there's this expectation on you that says, okay, you ought to be this, you ought to be that, you ought to do this or that. And where are these expectations coming from? It's not like expectations are bad or targets are bad or deadlines are wrong, but sometimes the source from which these things are coming from can be the problem. So my first point would be to you is that don't compare yourself to anyone. I had to tell myself this a lot of times. You know how reunions are, whether it's secondary school reunion, university reunions, whatever reunion, how you just, it's almost like it's a comparison, a legal avenue for people to come and compare themselves and their achievements. I know, yes, we gather to see each other after a long time, but sometimes it's always like a fact checker. Am I good enough now? Or, and it feeds on self-esteem issues and etc. etc. So first of all, don't compare yourself with anyone. I have gone through that comparison phase, and it's not a good thing. I've learned early that I compare myself with myself and what the Word of God says about me, and that's it. Number two, our second point I'm trying to make is definitions. So when I think that the simplest times of my life were when I was in primary school, because you know, things were clear. Black was black and white was white. A was A and B was B. Wrong was wrong and right was right. And there were no shades of gray or in-betweens or reading in between the lines. It was just as it was. But growing up, I have realized, I've been introduced to the world of subjectivism, where definitions of things are subject to the person and the person's interpretation of it. So it has gone so far that there are even things that should, in my mind, should be right or wrong, or good and evil, or yes or no, but are now subject to the interpretation of the individual who is approaching it from any angle. I just realized that with this world of subjectivity and subjectivism, everyone has a definition for everything. And if I don't have a definition for myself on the things that my life should be about, I'll be forced to live up to the definitions that people have set at every point in time that I go. So just imagine that my definition of right is when I see somebody on the road, I say hi to the person. And then somebody, okay, let's say that's somebody's definition of right. And the next person I meet is, that is wrong for the person. And when I see somebody on the road, I shouldn't greet the person, I should let them go. They are entitled to their private space and their privacy. I don't have to talk. You know that at every point in time, I would be subject to these different definitions and I have to change my life over and over and over again to fit into the definitions that everybody else in the world of subjectivism has put up. So what does that have to do with me? I would have different lives and different personalities at different points in time, and that's just not me. So what I've realized is that I had to take careful stock of my life. Where am I now? Where am I going? How is God taking me there? And define the things according to what the Word of God says that I am, so that I can find joy and fulfillment in my life and in my progress, and not in my life as compared to others. So for instance, if my current plan is to be a better friend to someone, and I work on it, and I realize that I have better friendship in my life, I can define myself as a success because I had a goal and I met it, and this God is telling me, okay, fix this area of your life, and He's helping me, and I'm seeing results. I can say that I'm a successful person. This goes to every area of my life: financial plans, personal development plans, relationship plans, etc., etc. If I am following the plan of God for my life and I'm seeing results in my life, that's not just in my relationship with God, but in my relationship with other people, and the world is better for it, then I can classify myself as a success because that's the definition that I have created for myself. So you understand that if I don't make definitions or boundaries or principles or values that appeal to the person that I know that God is making me to be, then I will be at the mercy of every other definition or boundary or principle or value that everybody throws or feeds me in this life. And all these external advisors imposing these ideas on me, they aren't so far. That's what they call peer pressure. That's what living up to standards that people have set for you and you have no idea that they are setting it, you know, for you. It's what living to prove it point is. It's what keeping up with the Joneses. That's what it is. It's what trying to please everyone is. It's so exhausting. And the truth is that you hardly ever succeed at this thing. And if you have character enough to succeed or excel in this area, you are not satisfied, especially when after succeeding, you have to ask yourself, so now I've done it, so what? Like, what's next? Like, okay, I have arrived, what's next? And you just realize there's a hole in your life that all this chasing after people's opinion and things about your life, having met them, has not even achieved or filled, because you are not still you. So you know, these are just lessons that I have learned, and I am learning, because at different points in your life there are different pressures that come, there are different definitions that flood you, and there's a temptation always to either abide by the things that you know or the things that are around you. So I heard something from a very dear friend of mine, a senior friend of mine, and the funny thing is that he was not even talking about that. That's not what we're talking about. He just said this in passing and then continued, you know, what he was saying. But ever since I heard that, like, it has really, really changed my view and perception of life, and has helped me relax a whole lot more than I because there was a time I used to really chase after, like, oh my God, I should have been this by this time. And I just realized, okay, who is keeping score or who is counting? And is that really what God wants for your life, really? Okay, so I can't remember verbatim, like, what he said, but the lesson he was making, the point I learned from it, was God takes us in time through paths in seasons. Okay, let me explain. So in a particular time in your life, you know, you're going through a path, right? But in that path you are taking is in a season of your life. So it's like, I may be in a season of my life, right? It may look like the same season that somebody else has been in, but the path that God will take us through in those seasons may be different. So the path God will take me through in a particular season will be different from the path that He will take you through in a particular season. And the timings too will be or may be different. So let me give you an instance. Let's say I'm in a season of finding out like who I am or what God has made me to be. Let's say that's the season I may be confused. I don't know like what the plans God has for me is. So I cannot compare myself with someone who has already gone through that season and has figured it out, like God has shown them and they know. I can't begin to compare myself and say, oh, this person has already found out this and I haven't found it, because our seasons, it may be the same season, but the timings of us going through that season is different, and the path through which God is taking us to figure out what is happening to us in that season is as well different. So our timings may be different, our paths may be different, even if the season is the same. Do you understand what I'm saying? So ultimately, this did for me was it helped me define myself. It helped me just focus on God. Okay, let God be the one to take me through this season. Let Him choose the path, and let me just invest my time and energy and resource into hearing God and following Him and going through the lessons that He's trying to teach me in time, in path, and in season, so that at the end of it I can come out successful and not come out grumpy, feeling like, why didn't God take me through this path that this person took? Because we are different as human beings with the desires and the thoughts and the way we are even made. We are all different. So there's no how our paths will be the same if we are not even the same people, even personality-wise. Ultimately, the major lesson I learned is that I now define my life learning what God has to say about me, and believing that God's plans for me are of good and not of evil, to bring me to an expected end, and I'm trusting that God is too good to me to allow me end up less than the best. So these lessons, what it has helped me, you know, achieve is it helps me stop endlessly and aimlessly pursuing, you know, things of life without even knowing what exactly it is that I am pursuing. It has also helped me to be me, just the way God wants me to be. You know, I'm not struggling to be like this person or to sound like this person or to walk or talk or act like someone else, but to be me just the way God is molding and shaping me to be. So my standards of excellence and my definition of things like success, achievement, etc. is based on what God says about me, because different other people's subjective nature to things are all different. People are different. So how many times do I have to change my definition because somebody else thinks that it should be something else? It can be a bit confusing. Now, the word of God is direct, and my dealings with God are unilateral. That means between me and God. So I have a clear idea and a clear vision of what God is doing with me in time. And He can talk to me, and I can hear without mixing His voice with all the 1 million other voices that I have decided to accept and be involved in, if you understand what I mean. So this has helped me have a more satisfying life, and I can feel like I'm on track by God's definition, not by anybody else's definition. It has helped me get rid of jealousy and envy and weariness, just this weariness of the mind, like, you know how you're running on a treadmill but you're moving nowhere, just that weariness, just a tiredness of never always achieving. It has helped me deal with that, because I know that all our time in seasons past are not the same. And I can honestly rejoice with someone else in their success, because I know that it's not a comparison, it's not a race, it's not a competition. It's everyone on their path as God is taking them through their seasons and their times. I hope you've learned something, you know, today in this almost 15 minutes. of podcast, and I really hope that it has blessed someone. Whoever you are, you're unique, you're special. God has a plan for you, and God is doing something with that plan. You just have to walk with Him on this and not walk with everyone else and then Him on this. So thank you for listening, and I hope that you have a pleasant week and life ahead after this.